Dear radio listeners of Resonance FM in London, dear audience, wherever you may be, we are situated here in the W139 building in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, planet Earth, solar system, Milky Way galaxy. You are witnessing the launch of a new organ that will shout into space in search for extraterrestrial intelligence. It is called Big Mouth Radio Beam, also known as BIMRAP. Until now, only scientists have sent information about us into space, on golden plates and by the help of the hydrogen line. However, the part of our population best equipped for a more universal language and more intuitive forms of expression is artists. Our single-minded foray into the unknown, our beautiful audio space pollution by signals distilled from 9 days of artistic feverishness, shall become the turning point of a new era of intergalactic communication that may lead to mutual worship of spirit and technology.
O thou practitioners of distance, big ears of nothingness, watchmakers of imaginary time, we invoke your entity by putting our big mouth's destiny in your ears. We appeal to the future by calling occupants of interplanetary craft. O beauty case of dark matter, majesty of the unorganic, may the race be with us whenever our organ screams, in order to make you hear what happens over here.
The BIMRAP Body Mapping Department will now present 8 live performances of subjects connected to the human body. In 10 seconds, the first artistic utterance of the BIMRAP organ will happen here on stage.
Janomsky, perhaps you can begin by giving us a little background information about the nature of DNA.
But of course. DNA stands for the deoxyribonucleic acid. DNA contains all the instructions for the building cells that make up every living organism in the world.
So, Dr. V.V. Janomsky, how exactly does DNA work?
DNA consists of 2 strands that devise a double helix structure in the form of a sequence of nitrogenous. It is essentially a polymer made up of 4 bases, A, G, C, and T.
New molecules of DNA must preserve the fidelity of the base sequence. DNA replication begins when enzymes break the hydrogen bonding between bases and separate the strands. Different enzymes then bind at the replication fork and extend the strand separation, opening a region to serve as template for the new strands.
So, Dr. Janomsky, what exactly are you doing here?
We're doing something very radical here. Better, much better. We are developing a system where DNA sequences can be translated into a sound and broadcast over radio frequencies. Among many things, there is the possibility that the radio broadcast of my genome could be received by the extraterrestrials. They could decode the broadcast and use the sequences to clone me. Yes, it could become a type of interstellar teleportation system.
Dr. Janowski, I'm just curious what the purpose of your research is.
What do you want? The purpose doesn't matter so much in a pure scientific research. Come on, for God's sake, grow up! Okay, Mr. Tomato. Very well. Well, there is nothing I can do anymore. This is the end of the line for me. Remember your friend? He was not following my instructions. He was doing things against my will. But I corrected him.
So, Doctor, is it true that you only do experiments with vegetables and never with animals?
Let me correct you, Mr. Scuff. I do experiments with everything.
Doctor, what are you going to do now?
I'm preparing to alter my DNA, correct the imperfections, encode it as a sound, broadcast it as an audio signals into the cosmos, and then I think this will be the final culmination of my work.
Doctor, isn't this experiment dangerous?
Dangerous? But of course. Experiment. Could you please? Well, I think the injections are ready. So, the first one is ready. The second two. Here we go. Ooh. Well, let's check the genomic prism. Happy days. Now I'm going to have some little surprising visiting into the space. Forgot the hyperzygotic button.
So this film we just saw called Genomatica, I think would really connect with audiences in the Crab Nebula, where
for my piece,
I did
a series of short interviews with the artists whose works are here this evening. Suffice to say that at the beginning of the process, most of us were strangers. But they say tragedy brings people together.
The thing about this experience is that actually I don't really remember it very well.
There's really this huge hole in my memory, probably about 6 months missing.
And then it just suddenly struck me. It was like this hole drops out of you because you suddenly realize.
Any time could be this thing.
And yeah, I don't know how to describe with what kind of words this feeling.
The thing that remained in my memory.
Yeah, it made a great impression on me.
It seemed to be a very intense memory.
It's the white color.
Then the color started to fade away. Everything started to become gray.
My entire body was really gray.
I couldn't move. I was locked in my own body.
And I didn't recognize anything.
I couldn't actually feel anything. It was just the only sensation was very vague.
I don't know why. It was when I fell in love for the first time.
And I had just fallen in love with a girl.
And then I think my heart gave warning. My heart was really like speeding.
My heart was beating like it was on a highway or something.
What I remember next is that is a black wall. And in this black wall, a very bright white lightning.
This was at night time.
We were traveling at night.
And nobody really knew what was happening.
I don't know what was happening.
And nobody was panicking.
So I think I started to panic.
I could hear my screaming.
And I heard a very deep sound.
You don't want to hear that.
It was just fading out.
I don't really know if I should just try to forget it and to suppress it, or if I should try and find to make some other peace with it.
You know, it really preys on your mind.
Everything that was stable in my mind stopped being stable.
It was disastrous. It really kind of threw my whole way of thinking.
And then just things started to go so bad.
I was hallucinating, and it was really, really clear for me.
I was transforming to something else.
I can't move myself, and I just see a very big white balloon.
All the balloons were in the air.
And this balloon changed their shapes.
Like a symbolic thing.
I even can say the experience is very beautiful.
Yeah, it was kind of beautiful.
I was unconscious of my body, but my mind still can feel something.
I felt my body empty and floating a bit above the bed, and it felt like I was glass.
Like I was flying through a tunnel feet first, and there were lights passing over my head.
It's not until much later that I actually know what was going on.
I was really, really lucky.
I was very lucky.
I was just really lucky.
Sorry for the interruption in that last broadcast. I don't know what happened. We seem to be getting some interference from the asteroid belt. Last piece was quite interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, be quiet. Stand up, please. And take your command. In a few minutes, you will be part of a live performance, a sound and body action in order to create a universal organ. You will be live at BIMRAB Radio. When the bell rings, execute command number one. When the bell rings again, execute number two, and so on. Now get ready and disperse.
Thank you.
Thank you for your participation.
You're listening to Residence 104.4 FM.
Hello, everybody here. Tomo, the Media of Love, is a series of very bad quality and simple skill made short films, animations, which is about the space existing between reality and fantasy. Mediu here is a beautiful and dangerous freak, which is grieving a little hidden corner somewhere in the universe. In Tomo, Mediu is the metaphor of the most weirdest and mysterious various living in humans in a world. The name of the film, which is going to show, is Nightmare. It's about a funny, earnest man's strange and lovely fantasy. Thanks. Thank you.
film apparently was dedicated to some aliens in the Horseshoe Nebula. You know, that that last piece about the mildew of love kind of reminded me of a girl I dated in high school who could spontaneously really? Grow new lobes in her brain.
Really?
Yeah, she was from the galactic core.
What did it look like, this
organs? It was just you know, weird things popping out of the side of her head, yeah. Hmm. It was quite disconcerting when we got to the movies and, you know, this thing would pop out of her head. Of course, it blocked the view of people behind us. So, of course, our relationship was doomed.
Yeah, it sounds quite complicated.
Yeah.
¿Existen civilizaciones extraterrestres? ¿Por qué no las hemos encontrado? ¿Por qué no hemos hecho contacto con ellos? Para esto existen varias respuestas.
Escute.
Estamos solos en este mundo.
Escute.
No hay vida en otra parte.
Escute.
Hay vida en otra parte del mundo. ¿Por qué no hemos hecho contacto? ¿Por qué no hemos hecho contacto? ¿Por qué no nos han contactado? No saben que existimos. No han recibido nuestras señales. Viven muy lejos. Hemos estado enviando señales de radio por los últimos 40 y 50 años. Señales de considerable potencia. Si existiesen civilizaciones dentro de un radio de 40 y 50 años luz, entonces estarían, tendrían la posibilidad de recibir nuestras señales.
It really reminds me of that 80s sitcom from Neptune.
Yeah.
You get that feeling? Who was the name of that actor? I can't remember. Or was he an actress? I don't know. Do they have gender in Neptune? Not too sure, actually. Very difficult to tell.
Yeah. It was sort of disturbing, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's quite good, I think, to sort of wake up from your intergalactic coma.
Thank you. understand the last piece was dedicated to a sentient fungus from the Orion constellation, which is so sensitive to wavelengths that it actually perceives light and sound exactly the same way.
Number one. Number two. Number six. Number seven. Number 9. Number 10.
Thank you.
Saskia Scherer, Rick Fernhout, Dutch Art Institute.
Marie Droestink.
Thank you.
Michiel Pijper.
Paula Boni.
Chui Yun. Astrid van Peet.
Moesje.
Viola Onder de Linde.
Thank you.
Pavlina Verucci.
Adam Adia Nika.
Ricardo Lyon Acon.
Suzanne Mira.
Ruth Linneman.
Thank you.
Sonny Ribeiro.
Victor Alexiev.
Christina Koskentola. Iris Denking.
Machtelt Aartsen.
Thank you.
Gerrit Ziegler.
Dagmar Kriegelsman.
Jolanda Janssen.
Idan Hayos.
Marianne Vieux.
Knut Alverman.
Marco Wessel, Mediamatic.
Freddy Meyer.
Thank you.
Hilly Potter, Dutch Art Institute.
Carlijn Mens.
Mishka.
Sarah Washington, Resonance FM.
Isla Steinbach.
Julian H. Scaff.
And Felix Cobin, BIMRAP Psychotronic. Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Bob Recon.
I'm Erse Rabot. In the late 1970s, a radio telescope in Ohio, USA, called Big Ear, received a signal from outer space of unknown origins. The signal had a distinct pattern, as if made intentionally by conscious beings, and was called a wow signal because of the reaction of scientists. To this day, the signals have never been explained.
There have been a number of attempts to send information about the Earth and the human species out into space in the hopes of communicating with extraterrestrial intelligences. At the behest of Carl Sagan, gold records with images and audio recordings were attached to the two Voyager spacecraft. In 1974, the Arecibo radio telescope in Puerto Rico broadcast an encoded signal into space. These messages were all created by scientists, and they all represented rational and scientific descriptions of life on Earth.
However, artists are clearly the most qualified experts to represent an irrational and subjective perspective of life on Earth, as well as to create messages with a sensitivity to aesthetics. Tonight, for the first time, a group of artists will transmit a signal intended for the listening enjoyment of our interstellar neighbors. Thank you for tuning into BIMRAB, the Big Mouth radio broadcast.
The Big Mouth radio beam was conceived by the sci-fi pop sound artist and Klaus Nomi impersonator Felix Cuban, and was realized as a workshop at the Dutch Art Institute. Guest tutors instrumental in bringing this project to fruition include Knut Offermann, a composer and former director of Resonance FM in London, who is currently seeking political asylum somewhere in Europe. Sarah Washington, a sound artist and inventor of electronic instruments, who recently modified all the kitchen appliances at 10 Downing Street. And Saskar Schroeder, a Rotterdam-based sound-related visual artist whose recent clients include the Secret Service.
More information about the Big Mouth Radio Beam can be found at the website dutchartinstitute.nl.
This broadcast is coming live from W139, the most illustrious of art spaces in Amsterdam, with support from MediaMatic and broadcast on Resonance 104.4 FM in London. People may not be aware, but I recently learned that the totalitarian regime in the Alpha Centauri star system recently made laughter illegal. And so this piece is, I think, sort of a political piece. It's being broadcast to Alpha Centauri as a call for freedom.
Mm, it's definitely a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think very important.
Yeah.
To send out.
I think, in some of the editing of the laughter, I even detect a philosophy of dialectical materialism. It's definitely very Marxist in its aspirations, you know, between the laughter. You know, there's the laughter and the, you know, so I
feel it's sort of an anarchistic sort of spirit coming out in this laughing session as well, which is very inspiring, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's really this blend of Marxism and anarchy.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this next piece apparently was called in as a request by somebody living in the Barnard Star solar system.
is a very dear part of a life performance. In a few seconds, you will be part of life radio. You will be part of a life performance.
You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. Here at the Genomatic Audio Conversion and Transmission Research Institute, Dr. V.V. Janomsky is working at the forefront of genetic audio conversion and transmission. Through the miracle of science, one day you may no longer need to go to the grocery store to buy a tomato. You can simply receive the genetic code for a tomato on your radio and reconstitute it. One day soon, humans may travel through the cosmos without the use of costly and burdensome starships, but rather as radio signals of our human genome. Genomatic. Tune in to a brighter tomorrow. We're very pleased and privileged to have with us in the studio Felix Kuban, who I've been told is not only a sci-fi pop sound artist, but also a Klaus Nomi impersonator.
That's true, Bob Rikon. And I think you are the voice that should shiver the whole universe.
Well, thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Felix. We have some
and
questions.
And yours too, Ayla.
We have some questions for you.
Yeah, I always have questions about myself.
We also have a lot of questions about you, actually.
Okay, I will try to answer them.
Yeah.
In a very severe and serious way.
That's just what we want. What is your curiosity with Yuri Gagarin?
I've made some research about Yuri Gagarin, and I know that he didn't die, actually. He got lost in space after his first flight around the orbit of the Earth. And at a certain moment I found out that he started producing strange radio programs up there, and I was the first one and the, as you say, privileged one to receive these radio programs. So we set up a radio series of radio transmissions called Radio Gagarin in Hamburg, Germany, where we just transferred and channeled like media, like classical media and hypnosis. We channeled the voices and the sounds of Yuri Gagarin.
Can you describe to us, what is Yuri Gagarin's aesthetic sensibility when it comes to radio art?
I think that Yuri Gagarin is poisoned by the race that find their ways through the universe and the little particles that get stuck in his brain. And these particles just mirror things deep from his subconscious, things that we usually don't encounter. And I think that is the special quality of Yuri Gagarin, that by his disease, because of his disease, we get information from the subconscious, which is usually closed behind green doors for us human beings.
I've also heard that Gagarin, because of this disease and perhaps because of years of isolation in space, invented circuit bending. Is that true?
I don't know what circuit bending is. Can you explain that to me?
It means modifying electronic devices for creating sound, for creating music, devices which normally wouldn't be used for that sort of purpose.
You mean transferring dark matter into sound, for example?
Yes, and even something like taking a toaster and making it into a musical instrument.
I don't know if he's a specialist for that. I think many things he does just unconscious, because the connection to what we call reality has been kidnapped in his brain.
As a sound artist and musician, I understand you have been receiving telepathic signals from Yuri Gagarin, and that many of your performances has been inspired by him. And you also performed at quite some obscure venues in the past. Could you describe your performances in German health spas?
Well, according to Sigmund Freud, the greatest humorist of the last century, there is three parts. This is the Über-Ich, the Ich, and the S. And actually, my Über-Ich is not very strong, so I was really lucky when I received some signals from Yuri Gagarin, some first very shy contacts in order to, yeah, create a telepathic connection to him. So now I have a really good superego, Über-Ich, I mean. But back to your question, I think it was another one.
Yeah, could you describe your performances in German health spas?
Well, I underwent something called the light therapy, and at a health spa called Bad Lux, I had been, they tried to cure me from my problems with daylight. And then they appreciated the fact that I once learned how to play electronic organ, so I thought, if I have to be there for several months, maybe it was even years, I don't remember, because my sense of time got lost there, I just became the solo musical entertainer on organ at the dark side of the Bad Lux health spa.
I have perhaps a bit of a off-the-wall question. What sort of fish swim in Tesla's aquarium?
It's the so-called bubblefish. Everyone knows them. Usually they spread wherever communication is getting too superficial. And then they just translate superficial vowels into bulbs of bladder.
Felix?
Yes?
You have to answer me honestly and truly on this question.
No, I don't have a sexual affair with Genesis P. Orridge, if you aim at that question.
That was going to be our next question, but actually, I think this was a different one.
Are you a futurist?
No, I'm not a futurist. But I think I try rather to refer to the future as a more fantastic means of my own history.
Is futurism, would you say, a thing of the past?
I think I just answered this question before. Next question, please.
You know, I was recently listening to the CD you put out of music that you were creating when you were a teenager, and, you know, it's
quite rough compared to your recent work, but what I found very curious is that you can still tell that this is Felix Kubin. There's that that sort of personal presence there, and you had already had a highly developed sense of what sort of sound artist you were going to be. I wonder what sort of influences you had, or what you were challenging or channeling to produce that at such a young age.
A friend of mine called Kosten Koper, formerly of the troupe Discorno from Scotland, told me that I had eliminated my ego by releasing those old recordings. And unfortunately, I have to agree, because he said the big quality of those recordings is that everything is unarticulated. And if you grow older and older and your hair gets lighter and lighter, and your lungs feel like exploding every minute, then you lose this possibility, this ability, or maybe this innocence of the unarticulated, the realm of the unarticulated. But actually, the connection of then and now is my Korg MS-20 synthesizer, and now that the biggest hero on this instrument, by name Chrislo Haas, formerly of the band Duff and Liaison Dangereuse, has died because of the abuse of too many drugs, I think I can claim to be the best Korg synthesizer programmer of the world.
Yes, and there were rumors going about that, you know, perhaps the other Korg synthesizer musicians were perhaps dying in very peculiar ways, and there was some suspicion towards you about, you know, how exactly these things are happening. Have you heard about these rumors?
Yes, but this is just as ridiculous as the fact that the Green Party would have made a coalition with the Christian Democratic Party of Germany. I think I really don't have to take this even serious. I mean, all these rumors, you know, happen to happen.
Yeah, this Korg masters of the past, they all got electrocuted under very mysterious circumstances.
I think the pattern is that of someone who tries to spoil my reputation, but I can tell you that I don't have time to murder people. If I would have the time, a lot of people would be dead already, but definitely not people who use the Korg MS-20. It would be rather some teachers of my old school, maybe.
I have one last question. Do you think that the rest of our solar system, and indeed our local sort of interstellar neighborhood, this arm of the Milky Way galaxy, is ready for Felix Kubin?
Well, the Milky Way was ready to become a very well-known snack that you can eat. I'm still waiting that the solar system has an equivalent in the sweets industry. Yeah. So, let's say I hope that I will be ready for the first encounter with another extraterrestrial intelligence. But if I listen to my voice here on the radio, I have the feeling that something of me already turned off. I mean, turned his face or its organ off of me. I feel like I'm dissolving more and more into particles, and I hope that some of these particles will find back to my body before I totally disappear.
It's the sound of your future nervous system, actually.
Yeah. Felix, I want to thank you for spending time with us here and answering our questions and chatting with us, and congratulate you on this hugely ambitious this project that you have conceived.
As soon as I have found back my right arm, I will give you a big hug, my dear Bob Rican.
The sound you just heard was the 15 stages of the TMOL virus, also called the mildew of love. And the recording was from the inside of the body and was the effect of the TMOL virus on the brain organ and on the whole organism as it's growing and shape-shifting.
Thank you.
You're listening to Resonance FM 104.4, transmitting to the universe. That last piece we just heard, Signal, by Paolo Bugna and Michiel Paipa, I understand was composed especially for a planet in the Crab Nebula, which has over 99% of its species genetically modified. It's quite interesting. I think the Earth is actually moving in that direction, perhaps inspired, by the genetic engineering on this planet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Michael and Paula, for that piece.
Yeah, it was a very nice piece.
Yeah. We actually just got a call from an alien living on a small planet in a star system somewhere in the Orion constellation. And this alien requested a piece called Body Frequency by Dagmar Kriegsmann. And luckily, I actually do have that, so here it is. Yeah.
Big Mouth Radio Beam was transmitted to you by Mobile Radio, a traveling broadcast and production facility run by Knut Aufermann and Sarah Washington.
Mobile Radio is currently on tour around Europe, looking for artists who want to utilize the airwaves. To find out where we are or to make contact, visit our website, mobile-radio.net. Mobile Radio broadcasts in association with Resonance 104.4 FM in London and the Radia network of European radio stations.
Yeah, it was really something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, incredibly ambitious. It's hard to underestimate really the genius of the people who put this together.
Yeah, and I think what we achieved today with actually getting this this transmission out to the faraway galaxies are really important.
Yeah, I think this is really only the beginning of a series of broadcasts in which artists are going to start reaching out beyond the confines of our very small planet.
Yeah, but also reaching far out from our space.
Yeah, and
time.
It's not only a travel beyond ourselves, but it's a travel within ourselves as well, I think.
Yeah, it's very important, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is Bob Recon signing off. Thank you for listening to the Big Mouth Radio Beam.
And this is Erse Rabot signing off. Thank you for listening to our transmission to outer space. Good night.
End transmission.
Are you? Hello? ¿Me escuchas?
Minua.
Can you hear me?
¿Me escuchas?
Können Sie mich hören?
Können Sie mich hören?
Können Sie mich hören? Können Sie mich hören?
Can you hear me?
Könnt ihr mich hören?
Consegues ouvir-me?
Me escuchas?
Can you hear me?
¿Me escuchas? ¿Me escuchas? ¿Me escuchas?